The cold weather is back. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. Just when it seemed like there was no turning back to winter, we're in for our usual setback in early April. It seems every year farmers in the Mid-South have to bear through these last few breaths of winter, and this one could be damaging to crops like corn, wheat, and fruit. USDA's Gary Crawford has more.
In the South and Southeast. It's been spring for a month. The warmest March on record. Fruit trees blooming, corn and wheat already growing, but look out this weekend.
We've got a freeze coming up that's going to affect areas as far south as parts of Alabama, Georgia, and Mississippi.
Now, Agriculture Department meteorologist Brad Rippey says freezes this time of year are not that unusual, but the crops are unusually far along and vulnerable to the cold.
Then we're going to have to really watch any corn that's emerged. Also, winter wheat is fairly well advanced with some heading already underway, and that's one of the most sensitive stages for wheat. At that point, wheat can be hurt by temperatures 30 or just a little bit below. And finally, we have blooming fruit trees all across the southeast, and we'll have to watch the effects of the cold on especially peaches, but even apples.
And for the corn, Rippey says,
it wouldn't take much to set some of this corn back and have to replant it.
The coldest weather could come Sunday morning. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
And farmers here in Tennessee are bracing for Mother Nature this week, as many of them will be practically watching over their crops all night, particularly strawberry, peaches, and apple growers. They'll be trying to insulate those delicate blooms by spraying water over the top. The water will freeze at 32 degrees, and that will hopefully keep the temperature around the bloom from getting any colder. Now, last year's peach crop in Tennessee was valued at $2.5 million. The apple crop came in at $2.4 million. And hopefully the cold spell won't last that long. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.